This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to share with you our guest that we had on this episode to really just understand more about in business, just life, finances in general, how to really focus on you first. And we'll get into that in a second and who our guest is and so forth. But before we do, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this movement that we are creating here at the Mindful Experiment. If you like the show, please do us a favor and share a review. It helps with the algorithm, helps get more exposure and getting more people to listen to this message and so much more. If you enjoy the episode, sharing is caring. So share with someone you know that can benefit from this. And last but not least, make sure you subscribe so you never miss another episode here, everyone that we're releasing. So my guest today that I interviewed was Rocky Lavani. And we had a great convo about finances, profiting first, taking, you know, if you're in business, here's the things that you want to focus on. We talk about things about life. So it's not just about business owners. We get into a variety of different things. And we will really talk about getting into his childhood, interest in technology and how he was in entrepreneurship, how to save money for taxes. That's very important for everybody. Why to know your number, why to set up multiple bank accounts for specific purposes. We got to that kind of a thing and so forth. But it's really to help an individual understand because money at the end of the day is you. It's your vibration. It's who you are. There is no difference between money and you. It's all energy at the end of the day. And it's the energy that we vibrate and what we put out into the world is how we attract it into our life. You know, it's always funny when I get interviewed sometimes and people say, well, what's the most, you've read so many books. So what's the most biggest business book that helped you really soar? And I said, I don't think I've read a business book that did that. And people get taken back by that. And I said, what really has changed my life is spirituality books. Certain books on spirituality, self-help, mindset stuff. I go, those things really propelled me in life rather than a business book or what are the business people saying you should be reading and things like that. I'm not saying that I haven't ever learned systems from there, but it's one of the things where I'm talking about huge shifts. And this is why, and why is that? Because money is life energy. And so with this episode, truly enjoy the conversation and how people can really profit first because it's really saying that I'm important enough and so much more. So without any further ado, here is my wonderful interview with Rocky Lavani. Rocky, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Vic. Excited to be here with you today.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on. I feel like this is going to be a very fun, interesting, and a conversation that needs to be had. So I'm looking forward to where this is going to take us. Before we get into that, though, tell me a little bit of your story. What led you to get to what you're doing today?
So that goes back to childhood, but there was a massive disconnect in between. Right. So as a kid, I was very entrepreneurial, learned how to make money, was very interested in technology. Now, understand something. Technology back then was cutting edge, was a TRS-80 computer and an Apple II with a whopping 4K. Right. So early adapter. Right. I actually made enough money as a kid to walk in the computer store with 2K cash, you know, and back then, nice. That's what an Apple II cost. Right.
Yep.
And I bought my computer and I remember the first night I was up for like 16 hours just learning, playing. One of the early programs that I learned on there was VisiCalc, which is the precursor to Lotus 1-2-3, precursor to Excel and all of that. And even in high school, people were like, oh, you know how to do this. Teach these accountants how to go from paper ledgers to electronic spreadsheets. In college, I worked for a bank. They're like, you know how to do spreadsheets? I'm like, yeah. So here I am with this idea. I wanna do something with spreadsheets for my whole life, and this is what I have fun with. And back then, you didn't have a podcast, and so I couldn't learn how to do business, and no one else had a podcast. So I couldn't figure out how to build a business around it, and I didn't understand the value of what I had. And so I followed the traditional path, got a job, life was good, the enemy of great is good. And so I had a nice life. And then finally, you know, one day you wake up, you have all the things that you went after, you have the money, and you're like, wait a minute, there's got to be more to life than this, right? And so that started a whole new journey. And as part of that journey, I walked away from all of that and said, I'm going to go do what I love, which is I love trying to figure out how to save money on taxes. I love spreadsheets. I love watching the numbers and figuring out the story behind them and how to change them. I love building automated systems to build wealth. And so I had a big aha probably about 7 years ago now. I don't know when it was. I assumed that business owners understood the business of business. And it was like, what do you mean they don't understand business? It's like, oh, they went into business to do what they loved, and accounting wasn't on the list. And looking at P&Ls and understanding that was like actually not fun at all for them. And so they didn't do it, which is why so many businesses struggle. And I'm like, oh, now I know what I love. Here's a market that's willing to pay, and we can all have fun together. So here we are today.
It is kind of fascinating how business owners and it just don't know, like, what's P&L? What's that? How do you read those things? What does this mean? And thankfully, I had good accountants to teach me. Well, I learned a little bit. I went to business school, so I learned a little bit in there with, you know, certain stats and finances classes and so forth. So that was great. But how to apply it in practical purposes and how to change it. But you and I sound very similar in a lot of ways. I love data. I love looking at the data. What does it mean? How do we put an automated system put into place with the data to, you know, compile this and that. So I love that. So business owners, right? So big problem is they don't know how to read P&Ls. They don't know how important is it? I mean, you got to know your numbers, right? You just got to know your numbers in business, but in life too. So this relates to both people, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it relates to both. So how important is it? Do you know your numbers and how to keep an eye on them or however you would recommend in that process?
Actually, and so this was another truth I learned along the way. Understanding your numbers can also be almost useless if you can figure out how to improve the gap, right? So if you focus on nothing but making sure that the money going out is less than the money coming in, and that money gets set aside all the time, time after time and time again, and you let it grow, you're guaranteed success. So for a person, if you think about a 401k, that's literally what it does, right? Before you even get your paycheck, money gets pulled out, set aside, and as long as you put enough into it, over time, you're guaranteed to build wealth. Right? It's the same reason the IRS takes money out of your paycheck every month, because they know if you had to stroke a check at the end of the year, which is the way it was originally designed, nobody could stroke the check because they didn't have the money. So it's just building that automated savings system. Doesn't matter, personal business, putting money aside and then just letting it grow. And then at the end of the day, all you got to focus on is how do I make the top line grow? And how do I keep the bottom line from growing? And you're doing is building a bigger and bigger wedge. What we find in life is most people want to keep up with the Joneses. So no matter how much they make, their expenses tend to keep up plus a little extra.
You can say that again. I went through that in business. I remember when I was like, when I get to this stage in business and I'll be making this much, I was like calculating what my expenses would be in that gap. Go ahead.
So that is the classic example of profit is going to be an event. It's going to happen in the future. When I make this much money, I'm going to start saving. It's like saying, you know what? When I lose weight, I'm going to go to the gym. BS.
No, I totally agree. But the way I was looking at it was just like, because I was making ends meet and so forth. But what was happening was I was like, man, when I get here, though, holy cow, I'll be able to even have more investing and all this I'll be able to do because of that. And but what happened was I got there and also I'm like, why am I not making as much profit as I was expecting to make at that came? And then, of course, you know, there's things you're getting and expenses and the business and this and that. And I think one of the biggest things that people do from a personal side is it is keeping up with the Joneses. It's like, oh, the neighbor has this. This person has that. I'm going to have to go get this now. Well, I'm going to have to keep up with them at X, Y, Z. Is that usually I mean, because I hear some people that say that's like a what was it called? It's a
lifestyle inflation.
Yeah, that, but there was something, there is like a, it's like there's these things that happen in nature, and then there's one that keep up with society, like our civilization. It's like one of those, like there's shelter, food, water, sex, things like that. And then there's one of the things they said is like, make, like, be, I guess it's a form of acceptance. I'm going blank right now. So, but lifestyle inflation, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things where, you know, you're talking about putting money to the side and savings and stuff. There's so many things like 401k, Roth IRAs, IRA, there's all these different things. Is one more beneficial than the other, or is it dependent on the person? What are some things that you like to utilize? I mean, I know there's a lot of tools out there, and I've had people share it on the podcast too, but just curious what is the things that you like or use?
There is no perfect tool. There is the tool for you. You have to figure out what your end goal is and what you are looking to accomplish. And then answering that question becomes easy. But you have to define what it is that you want and what that looks like, and then you work backwards. And this is the same thing for a business owner, right? I don't know how many people went into business to lose money. I'm guessing nobody, right? But yet, if you said you're going to be profitable 10 or 20%, where's your profit? What happened to it? Why aren't you, just like the 401k, taking your profit and putting it aside the moment it comes in the front door? Because if you're not, then you're going to experience the same thing in your business that you experience in your personal life. Your business, oh, I got to reinvest in the business. I got to reinvest in the business. Oh, this is going to help me make more money. BS, it doesn't. Because if it did, you'd have a lot more money taking it out of the business and you'd actually have cash. And most people don't. And so it's shifting their mindset, but then taking action on that and learning to live within in the budget. So this is all called Parkinson's Law. There are certain things that are universal, right? I think we can all agree that gravity is universal, right? It's the same everywhere. It's the same on the moon too, right? It doesn't even have to be on the Earth. I mean, granted, you're way different on the moon, but it's all a mathematical formula. And so it's just understanding that. So Parkinson's Law basically says you will use up all the time and money allocated. So for example, you sit in front of the TV and you got a big bag of chips. What happens to it? You eat it all. Yeah. Right? What if you have a small bag of chips? You eat it all. But what's the difference? You constrained yourself, right? If you want to go on a diet, what's the first thing they tell you? Make your plate smaller, right? You'd be just as happy. You know, if I ran a buffet restaurant, I guarantee you I'd have small plates because 80% of the food ends up in the garbage. Mm-hmm. And it's all wasted. The same thing. If you're in business, well, you know, what are the two questions every sales rep asks? What's your timeline and what's your budget? Whatever it is, I guarantee that's what you're going to get plus some. So if you constrain everything, somehow it just gets done.
I like that. I think with today's era too and times, I mean, there's so much ways, an easier way to like, because it's so true with the Parkinson's Law, because I always had someone tell me like, in your bank account, automatically pull things out to wherever, another account that you want to put it in. Don't do it yourself because most of the time you're not going to. If you just have it automatically there, then you're going to work off of what you have and your mind's going to play that. And I'm assuming that's what you're kind of talking about here.
It is. We do the same thing in personal as we do in business. On personal, the reason I built wealth is I had all these automations to pull money out of my bank account. And then I just spent what was left and I didn't care. So I didn't have to have a budget. As long as there was money in my bank account, I could spend. Same thing happens for business owners. What we do for business owners is we set up multiple bank accounts and we give each bank account a name. So there's a profit account, There's an owner's pay account so that you actually get paid, right? A fair wage. There's a tax account. There's an operating expense account. Sometimes we might create some other accounts for special situations. And then as soon as money comes in, we put it to all those accounts. And then you know, hey, this is what I got to operate my business on. And that's what I got to stay within, because if I don't operate my business on that and I have to take money out of my profit account, well, no wonder I'm not profitable. If I take money out of my owner's pay account, oh, no wonder I can't pay my bills at home. Now I'm stressed. Now the whole thing just implodes.
Totally. No, I love that. I remember I used to tell I coach business owners and chiropractors. And so it's funny when I tell them like the accounts you should have set up, they're like, how many accounts did you have? Like, why do you have so many bank accounts? I'm like, cause it all automatically moves things around. So that way, cause if I see something only in one account and I'm not moving things, then my mind just goes, oh, that's what I have. That's what I got to utilize to do X, Y, Z with. Yeah. And I think it's within today's digital banking and so forth, it's so much easier to set that up compared to, I can only imagine back in the day, you have to go to the bank every week and be like, or every month and be like, okay, here we go. I want to move this money here, 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 and here. So,
no. So, you know, I'm Profit First certified, and Profit First is partnered with Relay. And with Relay, basically, it does it for you automatically. You tell it how and when to do it. And as soon as money flows into your income account, it goes to where it needs to go and everything's done for you. You don't even have to do anything but set it up. Like, it has never been easier to accomplish this in business.
Love that. You said that's Relay is what you were saying?
Yeah, it's called Relay.
Very cool. I didn't even know about that. That makes things a little easier. I know at my bank, I was able to do it where I could just set up at a certain time frame of when to pull certain money into the accounts. But that
This does it percentage-based, dollar-based, time frame. Like, you get the ability to pick how you want it done.
Nice. That's very cool. That makes life a lot easier then.
It is. Like, things can't be easier to build wealth for yourself than ever, and yet it's harder than ever for people.
It seems like that. You're talking about tax savings and stuff too, and there's so many things that, you know, I remember – coming out of business school and talking to some business owners, they're like, master your taxes. That's how you become a good business owner. And so it made me want to learn as much as I can. Always learning. Things are always changing.
Let's talk about taxes.
Yeah.
Because I think most business owners have it wrong. Most business owners say, I don't want to pay taxes. Okay. You don't pay taxes. A couple things have happened. Number one, you're not profitable. Yep. Well, that's a great goal for you, right? Number two, when you want to go get a mortgage or a loan, they go, why would we give you a loan? You're not profitable. When you want to go sell your business, they go, why would we buy your business? You're not profitable. Too often, people are chasing the tail and they're letting the tail wag the dog. It's okay to pay taxes. There's an appropriate way to do this. But at the end of the day, I am more focused on being highly profitable, and then I will use appropriate tax savings that allow me to keep my money, not make somebody else rich while I get a measly tax deduction off of it.
I like that. I like how you bring that up too, because it is, I remember when I had made more money than what I was expecting and I didn't prepare for it, and I had a big tax bill and I was just like, son of a gun. And they're like, be happy about that. I'm like, how am I going to be happy? I go, I have the money to pay it. I'm just not happy paying that much. And they're like, that just means you made more money. I go, and then I had to really refigure my mindset on that. Like, hold up. It's not a bad thing. I just got to, you know, I'm like, next year, we're not letting this happen. I'm like, we're going to grow. We're continually growing. And I want to make sure that I don't pay. I want to make sure I'm not paying extra than I need to unexpectedly so that I can keep things moving forward.
Do you know how stupid this is? Right. We're right around April 15th when we're recording this. Everyone's going to their accountant or wherever they're getting their tax preparation, or they're doing it themselves. And all they're looking at is, how much money am I getting back? It's like going to Walmart, handing the cashier $100. She hands you $80 back and you're doing a happy dance. What, are you kidding me? How absurd is that? Nobody focuses on, how much did I actually pay in taxes? All they look at is, how much change am I getting? And that is the absurdity, the entire way we look at the tax system and tax returns and everything else. You'd be shocked when I, because I look through business owners. We always want to see their tax returns because we want to compare it to their P&Ls. We want to see how things flowed. Here's the bottom line. Your accountant never picks up the phone and goes, by the way, this, this, and this, they weren't deductible. Just letting you know. Nobody says that to you. If you don't know that and you don't ask that, you'd be shocked at what happens behind the scenes. All you care about is, did I get money back? Yes. Okay. I don't care about anything else. You left a lot of money on the table, dude.
Oh, yeah. I totally couldn't agree with you more on that one. It's a lot of times where people are just focused there. And instead, where should people then shift their focus to when it comes? I mean, I think you mentioned it already, but I'd just like to ask the question. Where should they shift their focus when it comes to these things?
So I think number one, looking at your total revenue, right? There's so many, like each step of this game you can play games in. You just have to understand how the game is played at each step of the level, right? So what's your income? Then what are the deductions and what is fully deductible? So take meals. Meals can go from 0 to 100% deductibility depending on how they're classified, right? I had a tax guy on my podcast the other day. He figured out for his client how to make his pistol, bullets, and range lessons tax deductible. Okay. It's a game. You got to learn how to play the game. But the guy didn't go buy a pistol because he wanted a tax deduction. He bought a pistol and then said, how do I make this tax deductible? Right. So it's thinking through things at that level. And understand how they flow and then say, well, is there a way to improve the flow? And one of the classic examples that I don't see enough people take advantage of, if you put your money into tax deferred savings, like 401ks, retirement plans, SEP plan, they have all these different kinds of plans. You get to keep the money and you get to not pay taxes. Why aren't people just maximizing that? Right? That's just a simple, easy way where you get to keep the money and you get a tax deduction.
Yeah, I think there's so many things I think that people just don't. I mean, I think what you look at it when it comes to like finances and stuff we're talking about here. I mean, just in the basic education systems, I think there's only 4 states that have like financial literacy classes that will like teach you like basics, not even this stuff we're talking about. And so the cluelessness, or I should say cluelessness, the lack of knowledge of when it comes to what they can do and how much they're leaving. It's because it happens in business and in personal. Because you look at personal and say, what are my personal deductibles that I can use to bring down my income in a sense, in a way, so I'm paying less taxes in some way, shape, or form. And I'm assuming that's kind of what we're kind of diving into here a little bit. And how do you just play the game? I love how you bring that up. That's the word I always use. I'm like, it's a game. You just got to know how to play what's the rules and how to play within those rules to put yourself in a position where you want to be and so forth.
So let's talk about a game, right? Business is a game, right? Everything's a game. Football's a game too, right?
Yep.
And in football, there are 4 quarters. It's kind of funny, just like business, right? We got 4 quarters every year. In football, you look down at the field and there's yard markers. You always know where you are. You know where the goal is. You know how you can score, right? You can score by a touchdown. You can score by a field goal. You know the rules. You get so many tries and then it's time to reset and you start to play that game. And then up in the sky or on the side somewhere is a scoreboard. It tells you the score, tells you the time, where are we at in this quarter, right? It says, hey, you got to take action because if you don't throw the ball so quickly or you don't move, penalty, right? So think about that. Now, in your business, do you have yard markers, right? Do you know exactly what you need to do to score? Are you paying attention to the clock? Are you taking action? Are you doing all of this? Because if we played football like you play business, nobody'd be watching, right? And then here's the real one that no one talks about. And I had a gentleman on my podcast. He told me this story. I loved it. And it is so true for business owners, right? As a business owner, you're the coach. So where are you as the coach? You're on the sidelines, right? You're not in the game. You're watching the game. You're directing the plays. So here we are. It's a fourth quarter, 28 seconds left on the clock. You send in the perfect play. You know it's going to work. High hopes. They start to execute the play. All of a sudden, you see your receiver is not down in the field goal, down in the touchdown zone like he's supposed to be, right? He screwed up. So what do you do as the business owner, as the coach? All of a sudden, you go, I got to win the game. So you run out on the field, you run down to the end zone, you catch the ball, and you're like, touchdown, baby. And what happens? Yellow flags are flying, right? The crowd's booing, they're shocked. How often do you as a business owner step in and not let your people do what they're supposed to do? How often do you interfere on the field? And then you wonder why you're the only one running around catching all the balls. Because you don't play your role.
I love that. I love that story. That is so solid in so many ways. Because I mean, even with clients, you see it where they want to, like, you know, some of them are in, if they're chiropractors, they're in their practice and stuff, but they still have a team. And it's like one of those things. It's just like, let it flow. Let them just, you know, let them do. And you're on that end and you help them, guide them in that way. But a lot of times, like, I got to do it. I'm going to do it my way. Or I'm going to do it this way. Or I can, I was early on in my career like that also. And it's one of those funny things. I love that story. I'm going to have to borrow that one. That's a good one. It's a good visual for those, especially who watch football. It's like, yeah, why the heck would the coach run on the field and do that? It's stupid. But you take that into real life business practice and so forth. A lot of times business owners are doing that.
They are a lot, 98% of the time.
Totally. I love that. So then what are three, like, before we get close to the end here, what are some, like, three things, two things, one thing, and we may have touched on this, I'm just trying to summarize everything. What people can, you know, what are three things they should focus on that when it comes to these kind of things?
So I'm going to give you an overview.
Yeah.
Your business is a system. Build a system and let it run, and then understand where the leverage points are. So people are like, what do you mean? You go to McDonald's. McDonald's is a system, okay? It doesn't matter who's at the register. I mean, granted, you know. But the point is, they can put anybody in that position. They've got teenagers being managers. They've systematized the entire business, and they know their leverage points, and they keep improving them, right? Constantly evaluating, improving them. And so they know down to where they put that location based on traffic, what they expect their business to be based on their business. And they look at their overhead costs. What does that look to be? And how much cash can I remove from this business? It is all systematic. Now, this may sound complicated. It's actually not that complicated. It is a lot easier than I'm making it sound, especially for a small business. You've got to understand the system. You've got to build your system unique to you. Stop using, like, Burger King can't use McDonald's system, right? No. So stop trying to do that and figure it out and understand the game you're playing. And the reality is, I don't know if people know this, you know, McDonald's is not in the hamburger business. They're in the real estate business, okay? You have to understand the game you're playing and how you're going to build that game. And when you do that, so that all comes down to thinking time. Most business owners don't spend enough time thinking. They're too busy doing and running around with their hair on fire, and that's why they're in trouble.
I love it. That's why I lost a lot of my hair early on.
There you go. Now I can tell. Now I know.
Rocky, this was a lot of fun. I appreciate those tips. I appreciate you taking the time. How can people follow you, connect with you, check out your services and everything else?
Hey, before we talk about me, can I ask them a favor?
Yeah.
So do you like what Vic does? Does Vic bring you value? Did you learn something today? There's a way to say thank you. It's called a like button. Somewhere, wherever that you're listening, you press that button. And then if this brought value, who else can you share it with? And the reason I'm asking you to share it is not for Vic. I'm asking you to share it because you can now begin a conversation with another business owner and go, hey, how do we do this? How do we work on this in our businesses? Help me brainstorm. Help me get out of my head. I'll help you get out of your head. And now you're building something bigger than yourself. So do that. After you do that, if you want to learn more, my website is profitcomesfirst.com. You can find both our podcasts where we share all of these things, bring you success stories, and tell you how to make money in your business and live the ultimate life.
I love it. That'll be all in the show notes, guys. Rocky, thank you for being on, taking time to be here with us. I thought this was extremely valuable information and something for people to just shift their perspective and look at things a little differently. And I think if they just do that from what you just shared, it's a game changer. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.